What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Went to sleep last night, woke up, got a text, and said, holy shit, Batman, Kevin Durant is traded to the Phoenix Suns. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
Addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cali said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store.
That's it. That's right, that Dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. And you can Dizzle too. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. And we got the Dizzle Rap Challenge going on. My guy, Little Rock Obama out in Arkansas, ambassador of Dizzle Brand in Arkansas, that is doing the Dizzle Rap Challenge. And once that's done and the video is shot, I will be airing it on the Paul Pickett Podcast as well. There's nothing to react to, no videos to get into, except this Kevin Durant trade. So the Suns receive, and no, before I get into this, I was talking to a friend the other day. We were talking about being that Kyrie got traded, and I'm going to probably talk about that after this Kevin Durant part, but being Kyrie got traded to the Mavericks, Kevin Durant probably ain't trying to stay at the Nets with Ben Simmons, not by himself. So, of course, Kevin Durant probably asked for a trade quietly, not publicly, or they might have came to him and asked him, you know, what he thought about being traded or whatnot. But so the Suns received Kevin Durant and TJ Warren. TJ Warren was balling out in the bubble before he got hurt. So the Suns received a lot of offense. If TJ Warren gets close to where he was, and then the Nets got, this is what's crazy. I mean, I can't believe that DeAndre Ayton, at least, is not in this deal. They got Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Carolina Tar Heel, shouts out. Jay Crowder, who was holding out. So he probably, the Nets probably agreed to extend him. And four first-round picks and a 2028 pick swap. This almost seems like less than what went Rudy Gobert went for. I mean, Mikal Bridges is a nice player, good defender, but not an all-star. Cam Johnson, nice player, good shooter, but not an all-star. Jay Crowder, veteran player, nice defender, pretty good shooter, but not an all-star. Kevin Durant is a freaking superstar. One of the top five players on the planet, and they literally, the Nets did not get an all-star back. The fact that Ayton was not in this deal, oh man. So right now the Suns starting lineup is looking like Chris Paul, who has Kevin Durant now. Oh my gosh, Chris Paul, Kevin Durant. Oh man, hold up. Oh wow, I don't even know what to think. Chris Paul has Kevin Durant and Booker. Oh, man, this is – I see why people are saying this is unfair. And they got DeAndre Ayton. It doesn't even matter who the hell they put at power forward. It doesn't even matter. And I think they still got JaVale McGee back up or something. I mean, like, it don't even really matter who they got coming off the bench, I don't think. Because with Durant and Booker. You could sit Durant, and you still got Booker out there scoring. You could sit Booker, and you still got Durant out there scoring. Chris Paul can light it up when he wants to, but this made his job easier. I would say the Suns are instantly the favorite to come out the West. Before this, I had Denver or probably Memphis. Now, I don't think none of them stand a chance. I got Phoenix versus either the Celtics, the Bucks, or the Sixers. And I would like to see the Sixers go, but this is bananas, man. This is batshit crazy. I mean, holy guacamole. Like, wow, this is crazy. This is crazy. Nobody saw this coming, man, I don't think. And I said, you know, when I went through the teams of where Durant could go, I was sitting there saying the Suns, you know, sounded like the best fit to me. You know what I'm saying? It really did. It really did. Wow. It's just a trickle-down effect of Kyrie going to the Mavericks. And I still like to see what that's going to be. Kyrie and Luka is – I mean, that was looking like they could possibly be in a – you know, come out the West or be in the Western Conference Finals. And they could still be the Western Conference Finals. I don't want to be honest with you. I don't want to undersell Dallas right yet. I just want to see what it is. But once I see what it is, I mean, Dallas could easily be, you know, in the Western Conference Finals. Luka made it to the Western Conference Finals last year with just Jalen Brunson, who's basically just the stabilizer for the New York Knicks. You know, because they're not really – New York Knicks are like the same team they were when they played against the Hawks and Trae Young put them out. I mean, they're just a stable team. That's all. This is batshit crazy, man. This is so batshit crazy, man. The NBA world is probably, you know, flipping in their seats right now. It was crazy. It's literally – it was just over the night of LeBron breaking the record. And shouts out to LeBron for breaking the record for Kareem. He's actually going to blow the record up. Like, I don't know that it's going to be a while if anybody stands a chance of breaking the record now, because he's at least going to score probably 800 more points this year, and he'll probably play another season or two, even though I think LeBron, he doesn't what he does doesn't affect winning anymore. So if I was him, I would retire. Because right now, to me, what he's doing is just meaningless stats. It's just garbage points at this point because they can't win. I mean, the Lakers are literally the fifth worst team in the NBA right now. They're garbage points. You know, he's going to get a shit ton more garbage points because Anthony Davis has been hurt. You got Russell Westbrook coming off the bench, you know. But, yeah, this is batshit crazy, man. Kevin Durant to the Suns, and they still got Booker, Chris Paul. And they kept DeAndre Ayton in the deal. Holy shit. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.